Hello and welcome to the Ebenezer Dawn podcast.
When I picked interest in computer science and started software development, all I wanted to do was create. I saw what technology could do and I wanted to be part of it. So, you want to get started in software development? Well, how do you do that? Where do you go from here? What do you do next? Well, first of all, you have to be clear about your end goal. Why do you really want to become a developer? Is it because a lot of people are becoming developers? Is it because you see it as an interesting career path? What do you hope to achieve? What's it about software development that you love? Is it because you love building? What do you want to build? Even if it's just for the money you hope to make. It's really important to have an end goal. Because frustration will come. Overwhelming seasons will come. And this is a normal part of software development. And I think any career. It's a normal part of life. So when these seasons come, what will you hold on to? What's that thing that'll keep your eyes fixed? When I picked interest in computer science and started software development, I had no one around me interested in the same things. There was no one to look up to or ask questions. All I wanted to do was create. I saw what technology could do and I wanted to be part of it. Having no one around me with the same interest made things really difficult for me. So that should be the second thing. After deciding what your end goal is, find a developer community around you. Like people with like minds. People who have the same interest with you. Because I wish I had access to this. Or I even knew about it. I did not know there were, I didn't know there was a thing like GDG, Google Developer Group, or Facebook Developer Community. I did not know, that I could find online communities for software developers. If you can't find a physical community, then you can try out, you can look for communities online. Like there are different workspaces for almost any language you can, any language you want to learn. There's this like workspace for JavaScript, Python, HTML, CSS, Jamstack. There's for loop, there's dev chats. There are different Facebook groups. Like on Facebook, I know we have the Facebook DevC groups for different states, different cities, different countries. So if you need help getting an online community, you can also reach out to me. Send me DM on Twitter at EbenezerDN. Also, if you have someone around you who is already a developer, try getting around that person. Ask him or her if you could send them a daily report of your learning. Because this commitment is very helpful. When you commit yourself to reporting your progress, your daily progress, you'll see that even if you get really discouraged, you know that someone is expecting something from you. That feeling alone can help you do anything, no matter how little. So you do whatever you can, then report your progress. Say, today I've been able to learn this. Tomorrow I hope to learn these topics. And so on. Because that's a really, really helpful aspect of learning. I think learning anything. But learning software development in this case. Identify your learning style. Do you learn the most by reading or by watching videos? Do you learn by reading or watching videos and trying things out at the same time, or by trying things out on your own, not getting it right, then going back to check for the solution? You know, what's your learning style? How best do you learn? When I started, I used a PDF, and that worked for me. I did not have much access to the internet anyway, because our internet was and is overpriced, and there was no money to buy enough data bundle for internet. So I guess that's why I had to love using books. An important part of your growth as a new developer, as someone who wants to, an important part of your progress would be getting a laptop. Now, there are a lot of ways you could go about this. When I started, I had no laptop, I had to use my phone. So there are different applications for like Android or iOS you can use to get started. So it's like for writing code, let's say you want to learn web development, the different HTML and CSS editors for your phone. But then I know how frustrating this was. Myself, I used a keypad phone. Because when I started, I was working with a content management system. So I was working with XHTML2 and then JavaScript. I was using my phone to work with these languages. And I know how frustrating that was. So, if you can borrow a laptop, I also did that at a point. I started using a borrowed laptop and worked for a whole year. I got enough money to buy a laptop. And then I also received a laptop as a gift. And it doesn't have to be something expensive. It doesn't have to be a new laptop. It doesn't have to be a MacBook. You just buy something that works. You can buy a used laptop, which I did. You can buy a used laptop for a very cheap price. They are refurbished laptops too. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be expensive. You just need to buy something that works, something that you can use to learn. Now, next step should be picking a language or technology. Depending on what your end goal is or what you want to build, you'll have to choose a language. If it's web development, I'll recommend starting out with HTML and CSS. And if you don't want to get into web development, I recommend a language like Python. Like when you want to learn a programming language, because to me that's an easy to learn language. That's just a recommendation. But for the web, you have to learn HTML and CSS. There are a ton of other languages you could choose from for software development, and you have to pick one depending on your end goal. It's important that whatever you pick, you stick to it for a while. Why I'm saying this is that when you spend time switching through different languages, instead of learning, like a new language comes out, you're there. A new framework, technology. And these situations will come where you feel like what someone else is learning is better than what you're learning. That's not what you should be focusing on. You should be focusing on learning the fundamentals of programming. You should focus on learning the basics. So, whatever language you choose, try to focus and really learn. Try to grasp the fundamentals, because doing this whilst being consistent will make it easy for you to switch to any other language you want. Because doing this whilst being consistent will make it easy for you to switch to any other language you want. So find something and gain mastery in it. The next question is, where do I get resources? Now I know what language I want to learn and what technology. I have a laptop. Where do you get resources? It's really important to know that. It doesn't have to be a paid course. You don't have to, like, pay an $800 course on Udacity to learn how to code. There are a lot of free resources on YouTube. The thing about the free resources on YouTube is it's probably random, maybe not structured. But then there are still free courses on Udemy. So on Udemy, if you search for a course on Udemy, the result is not going to bring out the free courses. So what you should do is, if you don't have money to purchase a course, you can click on the filters and then you see a free checkbox and click on the free checkbox. And then when you search again, you're going to see different free resources. So it's like web development. You're going to use the keyword web development. If it's, you want to learn a particular language, use the keyword of that particular language, Python, JavaScript, and you see different courses that are actually good. Sometimes courses are released, and like if it's a new instructor or a very new course, it's free for a while. So you can get really good free courses on Udemy. They're almost all the courses on edX are free. edx.org. So, yeah, just search for web development or software development on edX. You see a lot of free courses that you can pick from. There are free courses on Coursera. Like, all these courses are free. You only need to pay for edX and Coursera if you want to get the certificate. And which I don't think is necessary at this point, because what you want to be focusing on is learning. The important thing to note though is that when you pick a platform and a course, try sticking to it unless you don't understand. Like try sticking to the structure, because most times these things are taught progressively. Like one topic leads to another topic, and the next topic builds on what was taught in the previous topic. So if you moving randomly through different courses and different platforms, you might get lost. So try sticking to a platform and a structure. If you're unsure about, you don't understand the topic, if you don't understand something in a particular course, you can search on Google. There are lots of articles on different topics in software development. You get to understand it, you go back to your learning material, and you move on. So I'm not saying if the course is very, very difficult to understand, yeah, feel free, you can leave it, go to something easier. But don't do this often. Try sticking to a structure. Try sticking to a platform because of the progression. Okay. And that's my recommendation, though, what works for me. Next step is creating a learning plan. Your learning plan should have information like what you want to learn in the next 4 weeks. How do you want to learn? What platforms do you want to use? What style of learning do you want to use? Do you want to use Udemy? Do you want to use edX? Do you want to use Coursera? If it's a paid course, do you want to use like Pluralsight, Udacity? Like what platform? What style of learning? There are also books. You want to use PDF books, or you want to use videos, you know. And then what do you want to build in the next 1 month? See, no matter how little, even if it's a simple web page or a command line program, have a goal you want to reach. In 1 month, you start learning web development. It can be a web page that has header and navigation bar that says like home, about, news, resources, and so on the navigation bar. And then it has a body, it has content or information in it, and then it has a footer. Something, it doesn't have to be super awesome, it doesn't have to be beautiful, just something simple that follows the structure of having a header with navigation bar, a body, a footer. If you're working with programming languages, you can build even a command line tool, the simple command line tool that, let's say, a command line program that generates a random number and then prompts a user to impute up to guess what number was generated. So really simple command line tools. Another thing is very important thing is to read other people's code. A good way to learn is by reading other people's code. You can check GitHub or GitLab, go through different repositories in your chosen technology and read what others have written. Check what style they applied, how they approached a particular problem, and if you can, find a way to recreate it. Because when you get to see what others have done and how they've done it, how they've solved different problems, it'll be easier for you to come up with your own solutions. I think these are basic things you need to know starting out as a self-taught web developer. Most of my tweets are directed to code newbies on Twitter, so you can follow me on Twitter at EbenezerDN. And all the best. I'm sure you'll learn a lot.
Hey, thank you for joining me on the Ebenezer Dawn podcast. To see more of my content, visit EbenezerDawn.com and follow me on Twitter at EbenezerDN. Please feel free to reach out and let me know you're from here.